Good morning. Welcome to Health Talk with Margot. This show is dedicated to discussing natural alternatives for living in our toxic world in an effort to help others live as healthy as possible. This show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to substitute treatment by a medical professional. Today is Wednesday, May the 9th, 2018, and my guest today is Mel Friedman from howicuredmorgellons.com. Mel is a toxic disease pioneer. He's no stranger to battling serious diseases. He has overcome Morgellons, Lyme disease, MRSA multiple times, and cancer twice. Since making a promise to God to help others if he could overcome Morgellons, he now dedicates his life to helping others afflicted with this and other toxic conditions. Mel offers hope, inspiration, and solutions of how to maneuver our toxic world with health and well-being. Thank you, Mel. I'm so happy to have you here today.
Well, thank you, Margot. I'm actually happy to be here today. And it's nice that we're continuing our series of YouTube videos with our first call-in talk show.
Right.
When you first suggested it, I thought it was a great idea, and I had had, about 2 years now where on Saturdays on our website, we have conference calls where we have BYOQ, which is a week in which we ask people to bring their own questions, and I remind all toxic disease sufferers that if you truly have toxic disease, you have intermittent brain fog. So I tell all the people every week, just write it down, put it on a pad so you don't forget it when we're on the show. And then alternate weeks we have guests, manufacturers, scientists, researchers, different people who bring more knowledge to alleviate the fear that seems to come with a toxic disease. So I'm glad to do this, and you know, I sure hope it's going to benefit the people who came today and to benefit those who hear it in the future.
Absolutely, and this will be a little bit different than your Saturday calls because some of these people might not be part of your forum and, you know, might not have heard you before, so anybody can ask a question or, you know, talk about their condition and, you know, Mel can offer whatever advice he feels led to offer. So if you'd like to ask a question at any time, on your phone keypad, just put in *5 and then it'll show up and that you've got your hand up to ask a question, and we will get to everybody in order. And then we'll get you on the line to ask your question. So we don't have anyone with a question right now. So let's just talk, do a little overview about, for the people who are not familiar with Morgellons and who have not heard our other two shows, just give us a little overview about what Morgellons is and you know, that how your treatment might be different from other people.
Well, first of all, Morgellons is a multifaceted disorder. And it usually is the evolution of some form of a co-infection, which ultimately took out someone's immune system, because the common denominator amongst all Morgellons sufferers is that when they contracted the Morgellons, their immune system had been caused to no longer function properly due to some other ailment. The way we treat it is totally with natural substances, no prescription drugs whatsoever, and we try to treat it by dealing with the inside of one's body and approaching it by rebuilding one's immune system. It's not a short-term process by any means, but so far from what I've seen in the decade that I've been doing it, I haven't seen any other solution that has brought the results that we have with the amount of people that we've seen get well over the course of the last decade.
Yeah, and so that's how yours is so different, because you work from the inside out and help people just build up their systems and get the toxins out. And the more you get the toxins out, the better you can fight off everything, too.
Well, it's interesting. You know, I was very lucky to be surrounded with some very, very bright people who helped me and helped me educate me and led me to study more and on a constant basis. If you stop studying, you stop learning.
That's right.
So I found, Margo, that one has to be really serious about being willing to make change in order to deal with toxic disease. And toxic disease, you know, is multifaceted. I mean, mold poisoning is a toxic disease. MRSA, in my opinion, is a toxic disease. Lyme, originally, you know, is probably older than MRSA. And Morgellons is the evolution of when someone has something else that just destroys their insides and their immune system, and then boom, they're sick with what I consider the worst thing you can have.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We treat many people for a long time, and usually we're able to eradicate their Morgellons within a year.
Well, that's
it's
good.
It's the bow infections that are stubborn that take a little extra time to eradicate once you've recovered from the Morgellons portion of what the ultimate problem truly is.
Right. Okay, so
we've got a hand up.
I know, we've got a question. Area code 314, you're on the air. Could we have your first name, please?
Can you hear me?
I didn't get that, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, good. My first name is Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you today? Thank you for coming.
Well, thank you. This is wonderful. I'm anxious to give you a little bit of information and ask a couple questions.
Okay.
So I have what I believe are parasitic mites, both either dust mites or bird mites in my home and on my person. And I've read extensively about the Morgellons, and I don't believe that it has, you know, gotten to that point. But I'm having a difficult time finding a practitioner, as you probably can guess. So I am actually hooked up with a physician in Tennessee. I live in St. Louis. And so I'm going to be traveling there next week to see this gentleman. So my initial question is, I had an antibody test done by my primary care physician to identify whether or not I had built up antibodies against mites, and she said the test was positive. So are there further testing? Does that mean that this is a systemic, you know, condition within me? Because everyone keeps saying bites don't live in you. They just feed off of you and your, you know, furniture and whatnot, and then they, you know, jump around. But I don't know if this is systemic and if I should be looking for other blood testing.
Okay. Right now, I don't know that you really need other testing. What you've said already gives me a picture. Ma'am, I've heard so many people started out with some form of a mite infestation. I mean, maybe a third of the people that I've dealt with in a decade. And it's led to a possibility of something other, because the mite infestation itself is going to affect your immune system. Okay, so at this point in time, you really need to come up with a different way to think about food, because we are what we eat, ma'am. You need to start thinking a lot more about drinking a lot more water than you normally have. Mm-hmm. You need to really practice getting to sleep a little earlier at night, even if that means getting up earlier in the morning. And you probably need to get on a really good basic nutritional supplement program. Because no matter what's going on with you, if you're not going to build up your immune system, you're not going to beat it.
Right.
You don't want it to evolve into anything more than it already is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I don't want to get involved.
It's fairly far in.
Excuse me?
I think it's fairly involved. So let me give you a little bit of background. So for the last 4 years, I've been treated for systemic yeast. And I know to me that seems like a co-infection that you spoke about initially. And
Candida.
The yeast, yes.
Yeah, Candida, ma'am. No. Definitely a co-infection. Okay.
Right.
And that has definitely
happened. And I was able to manage it. And then it seemed as if it was back, you know, recently within the last 6 months. At the same time, we renovated our home and pulled out carpet and drywall, and I have 6 mites that, so I believe that we have the dust mites. I see the dust mites and bird mites, and I feel them on me every day. So I have all of the brain fog, fatigue, lack of sleep, lack of appetite. I mean, I have all that. So my diet has been, you know, for antifungal, antiviral all this time. I'm using essential oils, a cedar oil. We're getting ready to fog our home. And I'm also using the Clean Green enzyme.
Kathy at Clean Green, Natural Genesis, okay, mm-hmm. is one of the suppliers of products that we utilize on our website. And Kathy is a very, very good person to personally talk to about mites. But when you talk to her, she's probably going to tell her what I told you. When you say you tighten up your diet, well, I mean, we talk about diet on my website. It is so key. I mean, if you have Candida as a co-infection, I mean, you really have got to give up all sugars, all pastas, all breads, and all dairies for a while.
Right, and I've done that, like I said, been there.
You'll be cheating yourself.
I've done all that in the last 4 years.
Say what now?
I said I've struggled with that over the last 4 years, so that was my diet. I actually was better, so I slowly built some of those things back in, but now I'm in the process of taking them back out.
Okay. Well, we talk about getting well on my website and going back to the way you did things as opposed mm-hmm. to taking all the knowledge. Have you spent any time on my website?
I have in the last week or two started to, you know, dig into it, yes.
Okay, well, we do calls on Saturday, and I would invite you to come to one of our calls on Saturday where you can get a feel for the pulse of the community. And you can have other people who are further along in the process actually answer with the same answers I would give you. And I think that the more you're going to learn from my website, the better chance you are going to have of getting well. And now, what kind of doctor are you going to Tennessee to see? What does this guy do, ma'am?
This is Dr. Daniel Kalb. He's actually Kathy's physician. Kathy from Clean Green, Natural Genesis.
Okay.
So she recommended
that's what I thought. Okay.
I've had two dermatologists here in town. Of course, they look at me with a goofy...
That's not going to help. That's just going to make you feel sad. No. Right. I was blessed, ma'am, that I had been studying holistic medicine since 79, 80 when I was crippled when I was run over by a drunk. And when I moved to Reno, I really started studying harder. And I made a friendship with my general practitioner who, when I got sick, had known all the people that I had studied under and knew that I wasn't crazy because, first of all, she could see it all. So that was never an issue. But it's unfortunate that a decade later, okay, that Morgellon sufferers still suffer so desperately because they're mostly afraid to speak up on their own behalf because they're afraid to be labeled like lepers. Okay. And it reminds me of the Lyme community, which, you know, I know that the Lyme community was treated the same way for like 30 years before they finally got so frustrated that they all went to, millions of them went to D.C. and demanded. So, I mean, mm-hmm. It's unfortunate, but I mean, Kathy's doctor is probably very good, but if he's Kathy's doctor, he's probably going to tell you a lot of the same things that we're saying today, that you're going to have mm-hmm. to really tighten up everything, do some things a little differently, get a lot more rest, drink a lot more water. But really, you've got to eradicate the problem, okay? Because if you don't, like and reinfect yourself, it sounds like what might have happened.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, so now, let me finish, ma'am. I've been known to be, you know, considered harsh and terrible and mean, but I'll tell you this, if you can't eradicate it, you need to get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never be able to have the life you really want by keep getting reinfected. It's the same thing with mold people. You know, if they can't really get rid of the mold, they need to move, or they'll mm-hmm. never, ever get well. They'll just keep reinfecting themselves. And I think that I'm going to let the young lady who's hosting the show tell you how we met.
Oh, yeah, Mel. Okay. We met because I found your website. I was suffering from toxic mold. I was living in a moldy apartment for 4 years, and I was also had Morgellons. Anyway, that's how we met, and I learned a lot and got out of that moldy apartment, and I've been recovering since then, and that's been 2 years. I'm a lot better. My energy level is a lot better. I'm not dizzy. I'm, you know, I have energy to do what I need to do. I still have to maintain things, though, and if I'm exposed to certain conditions, I get sick, just like they're spraying weed killer at my apartment complex today and yesterday. And I'm stopped up, and, you know, I'm going to have to do some detox to get this stuff out in my system just because, you know, I'm more susceptible now. And you can hear it in my voice. But, and so, you know, if you can't, like Mel was saying, if you can't get your home fixed the way you need it to, you know, you gotta find a different environment, and it's hard to do. It's really hard to do. Now, I just had a question about the way you've been using your Clean Green, because that's supposed to kill all the mites and bird mites and lice and bed bugs and all that stuff. Now, are you spraying it on your skin? Because Kathy says you can do that.
Oh, absolutely. I soak it in it. I use it as a shampoo, a full body wash. We've sprayed. We've gotten rid of all of the beds in our home and replaced them. We have all of the barriers. We're getting ready to fog our home with cedar wood oil. We have a fogger, and we're going to, and that, I know that's something we're going to have to do several times. We're replacing our furniture.
Wow.
Yeah, we're pretty far into the process, but yeah. I just didn't know if there was a relationship between Morgellons and this mite infestation.
Absolutely. Like I said, about 70% of the people who come to me, well, 65% have Lyme co-infection. Then I get Candida co-infection, bird mites that started the whole mess. And other issues that people have that aren't related to Morgellons, but were probably the reason that their immune system became dysfunctional.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, guess what, Carolyn? Looks like you're in luck because Kathy with Clean Green has just joined our conversation. Maybe she could help you with... Hi, Kathy. How are you today?
I'm fine. Hello, everyone.
Thank you for joining us. We have a caller that we've been talking... I don't know if you've been listening, but we have a caller who's on the line as we've just been discussing her issue. She's had a bird mite infestation and been dealing with it for for a long time, and she's been using the Clean Green. She's been had the antibody test and tested positive for bird mites in her system even, and so she's kind of at her wit's end. So her name is Carolyn. So
Hi, Carolyn.
You like to talk to Carolyn?
Hi, Kathy. We've actually spoken several times. I'm from St. Louis, if you recall.
What is your name, Carolyn?
My name is Carolyn. I'm from St. Louis, and you and I have spoken on the phone a couple of times.
Yes.
You actually referred me to Dr. Kalb, and I'm flying out to see him on the 22nd because I can't find
excellent.
A practitioner in St. Louis.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, he,
so,
he will do you right. He is very knowledgeable and in an expert in this field. And he is all about let food be your medicine, supplements, do everything naturally as you can, just as what we all promote and encourage. So I'm very
right.
happy to hear that.
Right. I mean, what we're doing mostly now is just trying to eradicate these in our home as well as on me. But
right.
And I'm having success. I mean, I'm definitely better. You know, the use of the products in my laundry, and we've eliminated so many things in our home, and we're continuing to mitigate them in the home, which to me I feel like is a major part of it. So, you know, obviously my diet and so forth. So we're staying the course.
And getting
the
results.
Well, I'm better.
When she said that she was going to your doctor, I knew that he was going to say exactly what I said. And part of it is, you know, that she's got to really tighten up the diet, drink more water, get more rest, and get on a really good supplement, nutrient supplement. And I suggested when she told me, because so many people who wind up getting more gallons, they start with a bird mite infestation. I told her that, you know, people think I'm tough and hard and so on and so forth, but if they can't eradicate the bird mites from the house, then they have to consider thinking of a new house, because this is her second time around, and she surely believes that she got reinfected. Now, she's going to do a big spray, but I'm wondering, what do you think about her utilizing an ozone generator after she does the big fumigation?
I have a few customers that have used that, and they seem to be very pleased with the results. I personally have not used anything like that before, but I think...
Well, I never used one either because I couldn't afford it, but there are a lot of people on my website who will, you know, think this thing is, you know, very beneficial for pulling everything out of the air that doesn't belong there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And as we know, you know, a lot of the particles just float around in the air, and when we see them, it makes us a little mashugana.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
When you talked about a nutritional supplement, I mean, I'm taking essential oils. I have multivitamin. I've stepped up my vitamin C.
What I'd like you to do is go on my website and look at the protocol page, okay? And take a look at the Logos nutritional supplements, which were developed 10 years ago and have evolved, just because unfortunately toxic disease mutates and evolves with the ever-increasing toxicity of the planet. But the synergy here is designed to treat toxic disease specifically.
Okay.
So you could be taking great vitamins, but are they going to, in a synergistic way, are they going to work all together to do the things that you need to do to totally rebuild your immune system? And if you could take a picture of the supplements and take them to the doctor and ask him what he thinks. Mm-hmm. And if you click and go on Logos website, you can take each bottle, turn it around and blow up the label. And ma'am, I don't care how much money you would spend, you probably can't buy better vitamins, nutritional supplements than these people make.
And it's Logos, L-O-G-O-S?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What's your opinion?
He is one of the manufacturers. He is the prime reason, ma'am, that I am alive today.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. And I didn't even know this man when he the first time he called me. Mm-hmm. I knew his father, but I didn't know his father had a son.
Okay. What is your opinion about these parasitic cleanses?
Well, I think that, again, they would have to be done in a proper sequence, okay? Mm-hmm. When I started the final protocol after 4 years of crawling around the floor from 204 to 208, and we finally got a protocol down that we thought was going to work, okay? I did a para cleanse for 30 days first,
mm-hmm.
okay? To gently break down what was happening. Then I went into the nutritional supplements to start to rebuild my own body and immune system. And then we started utilizing specific things after a month or two that were designed to kill the parasitic component of our disease. We also have synergy for the viral and fungal components. We also deal with candida on this website and have had tremendous success.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I think today you landed at a good place.
I think so too. Well, lots of information.
Thank you, Carolyn.
You're very welcome.
Do you have any other questions, or did we cover everything for you?
Just looking at my list. So one of the things I read is that mites are made of protein. And of course, my diet is you know, the majority of it is protein because of the yeast. You know, again, I limit my carbs strictly, no sugar, you know, et cetera. So, but am I feeding them? Am I growing them with all the protein that I eat?
No.
Kathy?
In my opinion, no.
Okay.
That is not occurring. In the way of protein, as far as pestilent problems are concerned, the enzyme in the enzyme coral, I should say, in clean green breaks down the exoskeleton, the outer shell of the insect. It does not have any effect on, people think, well, if it breaks down protein, is it going to harm my hair and skin? No. It just cleanses your skin and hair of any kind of organism that shouldn't be there. But if you get a direct hit on the pest itself, it will break down that exoskeleton and it causes the demise of the pest prematurely. That's what we want to happen, and that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I learned this to be true because I use diatomaceous earth on all my plants and vegetables and things and herbs. I grow all my own food now. But just about. I was making a joke today, I need a cow and a pig and I'm set. But I can say that I find diatomaceous earth to be a very, very interesting product that many people have a fear of.
Mm-hmm.
And when I get to know you better, Carolyn or Marilyn?
Carolyn with a C.
Okay, when I get to know you better, I'll share a little secret that I learned that might be beneficial to you. But, you see, these are good questions to go and ask Dr. Cow as well, because if all of us give you the same answer, then you're really on the right page.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, I want you to go on my website. I want you to look Keto, K-E-T-O. Okay? I want you to look at our recipes, because I think you're going to find some interesting things that you didn't think you could eat that you can eat that are going to substitute for some things that you actually love.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when I was doing the whole anti-candida diet, I became so hypoglycemic, my blood sugars were like 25.
Okay,
so
well,
it was really bad. I couldn't.
I was sick. There was no websites. There were no diet sections. There were no nothing. So I got well by eating like a rabbit. And that's not exactly going to work for most people, but I'm saying that the diet that we're pushing everybody to with toxic disease happens just to be the keto diet. So I want you to just take a look at it. We have in our, what we call our forum, we have delicious recipes for 2016, 17, and 18 for your dining enjoyment. It's a thread in a forum or a topic. And it accompanies most of the last 2 years with beautiful pictures of things that we think that, you know, people are, well, we find that more and more people are making comments and taking the time to learn to make them because they are so appealing. So, I don't know exactly what you're doing. I only know that if I'm going to help you, I'm going to try to swing you to a direction that I know is working for hundreds, if not thousands, of people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
And my last question is, if you know any relationship between the Demodex and the other types of mites? I mean, I know Demodex. Everyone has Demodex, is that correct? We all carry these mites. Because I originally started out with Demodex products, you know, face wash, body wash, shampoo, et cetera, which I haven't been using.
Well, that's a better question for Kathy, I think.
Okay.
Because by the time they get to me, they're way past bird mites.
Uh-huh. Right.
Okay. And when I fix whatever is worse than bird mites, the bird mites just go away. But again, it's all about the environment. You've got to get the environment clean. And not a little, completely.
Right.
Kathy, what do you say about the mites?
I'm not sure that everyone is carriers of the Demodex mite. Was that your question, Carolyn?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't find that to be true. I think some people that come in contact with that type of mite and other types of mites as well is, I think their immune system is compromised and they have a tendency toward allergies or they have super sensitive skin and it just plays havoc. So people that try to approach this from a non-toxic, chemical-free, pesticide-free approach is by far the best way. But we're all unique individuals. I say that a lot to a lot of people, and we are. The Lord made us in just a very unique way, and we suffer from different maladies here and there, but this. What you have been through, a lot of people are. We have seen an increase in this condition over the last 18 years that we've been in business, and it is just really profound. But my hat goes off to you for approaching this from the angle that you are, and you're going to be successful. And and along the way, you'll help other people as well that suffer with this.
Mm-hmm.
So
do you think using the clean green chemical or enzyme, does that draw these mites out of my skin?
It can. That's a really good question. We have a lot of people that say when they started using it that, ooh, the problem seems to have gotten worse.
Then
quickly realize that is really temporary. They don't like what's being introduced to them. This is a product that's not friendly to these pets. And it's not that you're grossly uncomfortable, but It's just that you're very aware that it's there, but as time goes on, as you break down the life cycle of these things, whereas other products probably did not work, especially pesticides. I just can't say, I frown about that when I hear people. I had a gentleman today, just today, saying his doctor gave him that, and he coated himself with this pesticide pyrethrin, permethrin-based product, and he was sick for days. And he said his heart palpitations, he was nauseated and sickly, but he coated himself from head to toe with that that horrible product. So he backed off, and he, since then has gotten clean, green, and having just outstanding results with none of the vile side effects.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've also purchased, Kathy, this cedarwood oil, and I've been using that as well in the home, and that's what we're getting ready to fog our home with.
Cedarwood is, I like that. I like cedarwood oil. I guess the number one comment I have about that, sometimes the smell becomes a little powerful.
It's intense, right?
Yeah.
And then are you familiar with a product called ivermectin?
Yes. That's an internal product. It poisons your blood. So if you have a case of scabies, the theory behind that is that the scabies might feed off of your blood. So if the blood is poisoned, then it's going to kill the scabies.
I need to jump in here. First of all, let me confirm three things that Kathy said, that just in different ways. Okay, first, we have guiding principles on my website, and one of them is everybody's body is different. And it's true, everybody's body is very, very different. And the second, or one of the others, is better out than in. Because you see, I tell everybody, if you're going to do the protocol that we're going to recommend, if it works, you're going to get sicker before you get better. Because, you see, it has to come out of you to die.
Mm-hmm.
It's using you to multiply. It's using your body as its host. So if it comes out, try not to be frightened or even alarmed. That's a very good sign. So when you're spraying Clean Green on you and it's coming out, oh, man, they don't like it. They're evicting them from the apartment building or the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one, she said, you're going to stick with it. We have a saying on our website that says, those who did not give up hope got well. And it's true, because sometimes to eradicate a toxic disease of any kind, it could take 2 or 3 full years. So, ivermectin, okay? In my story, ivermectin was one of the things that I took. It cannot rebuild your immune system, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It could affect your liver and kidneys if you do too much of it, and whatever good comes from it will eradicate over time, and it could be worse than it was originally. So it's not one of my fan favorites. In fact, I don't like any prescription drugs anymore, not one, because every time I sit back to watch television, every commercial, some law firm is suing somebody because of the side effects of this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can stay away from prescription drugs unless it's absolutely necessary, and then you have to see how they're going to interact with all the other things that you're doing, I would... be just careful. I would be leery.
Mm-hmm. And I am, believe me. And I don't have babies. I know that for sure. So, you know, these are things I'm reading. So I just wanted to ask. Okay, good. I agree 100%.
Okay, you know, we should give our show back to Margot, our host. You know, Margot, when we do a show and nobody raises their hand, we just start at the top and we let everyone introduce themselves. And usually everyone has a question.
Okay. If we want to do that, we can do that. because we don't have anyone raising their hands right now. Okay, area code 337, do you have a question for Mel?
Well, actually, not really a question, other than just to say that I am a newbie to Mel's site. I've been there 5 months with my following the protocol, and I just want to tell anyone who's listening, it works.
We have your first name, please?
I'm sorry. My first name is Donna.
Hi, Donna. Nice to meet you. So go ahead.
And I just wanted to say that. And I discovered Mel actually probably through Kathy with Clean Green. So that's another great product. And recently I saw my doctor, and I just found out that I have a co-infection of Lyme. And the test that they did on me shows that it was a late-stage Lyme. So probably that's what led to my Morgellons. I also thought, like Carolyn, that I had bird mites. We've kind of alleviated that situation. So right now I don't have any questions for Mel, but I just wanted to let everyone know that they found the right website if they go to Mel's.
Well, thank you, Donna, for your comment and for calling in.
Blood testing?
What?
I'm sorry.
Okay, wait. If you're going to ask a question, you have to raise your hand. If you're not the person talking. Because then we don't know what's going on. We don't know who's even talking. So who wanted to say something to Donna M? Just put
Carolyn.
It off.
I think it was Carolyn that had a question.
Okay.
Go ahead.
My question, Donna, was you said they eliminated that it was bird mites. Did they do that through blood testing?
I personally had I personally had bird mites. But under my home, I found empty nests, and I'm thinking that was a possibility. So I had an exterminator come do that underneath my home to remove bird nests.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that was the cause. I still don't know exactly what the cause was. But I'm trying, I try to alleviate every possible cause.
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, I'm going to actually hang up from the program at this point, but I thank you all so much. Mel, I will definitely be on your website.
Okay. Well, welcome you with open arms, and if there's anything that we can do to help you, my email address is both on the home page and on the welcome letter in the form.
Okay. Wonderful.
You just email me.
All right.
And I'll get a hold of you.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you, Carolyn,
thank you,
so much for
well.
Calling in. And
right.
We look forward to hearing your progress and, posting on the forum so that, we want to keep up with you and see what's going on. Okay?
Okay.
So
all right.
You take care and God bless.
Bless you all.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay, area code 713, do you have anything you'd like to say? Hi, and could we have your first name?
Yes, it's Vicki.
Hi, Vicki. How are you today?
Oh, okay, thanks. The first question I have is, what is Mel's website?
It's
what is it called?
It's called howicuredmorgellons.com.
.com. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that's what I had heard someone else say, but I wanted to be sure because, I have ordered the clean grain and I literally am like the American Express card. I don't leave home without it.
Mm-hmm.
And because I have found my vehicle has been infected with it as well. And, on numerous occasions, I've tried to clean it, and, these things just don't go away.
Mm-hmm.
So, I am in the process of, I've been on your website and taking ideas from others as well. And, I didn't realize that mice were breeding in cotton. So I had been told by my physician due to the fact that I had had breast cancer and my hot flashes were really unmanageable, you know, to sleep in nothing but cotton. And when I, you know, I bought cotton sheets, cotton pajamas, everything, and then I would wash them, and this was pre the green stuff, but anyway, I would wash them and know everything was clean, and then I was still getting bites nightly, daily, whatever. I had to change everything to like a polyester, no cotton whatsoever. But,
that's correct.
And
I had someone tell me that this morning on a coaching call.
And
Mel, I put the cotton sheets back on the bed and it was too soon. You were right.
Yeah, you know, that I have done.
But you have to start to treat yourself from the inside.
Yes, I'm learning that. That's why I'm here today. And I have down that you have a call-in. Is it on Saturday?
Yes, ma'am. We have a call-in show every Saturday. This Saturday we'll have a guest from our manufacturer, Logos Nutritionals, is going to be our guest.
Okay.
And after John, or before John, we're going to do some BYOQ, bring your own questions. And like I said earlier in the show, I recommend that people write down the questions when they think of them, because true toxic disease sufferers all have brain fog. I know. I crawled around on the floor for 4 years with brain fog. So I understand.
Yeah.
The only way I could get things done was to write it down so I would have it there when I needed it.
Well,
so yes, ma'am. It's going to be it's 9 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Mountain, 11 o'clock Central, and noon Pacific. And it's the same number and the same code and everything. And if you're on my website, we have a thread called More Communication. It's a subheading. And you click on that, and it gives you all the information about who the guest. In fact, Kathy from Clean Green, who's on the call, is going to be our guest on the 26th.
Okay.
So.
And also, too, I mean, I have been to a total of 11 doctors. And
I wish I had all that money you spent.
Well,
guess what, ma'am? We help people for free here. So forget the doctors now that they've all insulted you a few times. And come to a community where everybody is going through something parallel to you. No one judges you. Everyone has compassion for one another. And people share the information that they've utilized to help them in their recovery.
Well, what is my biggest concern or whatever right now is if I don't get something done fairly quickly, my marriage of almost 40 years is going to be gone. And because my husband does not believe me, and he thinks that I need to go see a psychiatrist, and that, you know, all of this is imagined. And yet when I make the bed in the morning, I find blood on his pillowcase or sheet. I can show him the bites on his body, but he won't believe me. Like, you know, oh, well, I scratched myself working in the yard.
Well, you want
whatever.
Bad news first or the good news first?
Oh, I'm used to bad news. Let's go for
okay,
it.
Bad news first is, ma'am, I've been hearing this story for 9 years. And, ma'am, there's a woman on this call right now who's from my website that I'll bet she would really be a beneficial help to you. I'm going to ask, hey, do you mind that I'm doing this, Margo?
No, go ahead.
Donna, come in, Donna. Sound familiar, Donna?
Yes, mine believes me. He does believe me.
Well, yeah, but it took a while. Hey, hey.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been trying for 3.5 years. we did sell our home. We did sell our furniture and started over, but they're still here. And
well, they're in you, ma'am. You might have gotten rid of the place where they came from, but until you get them out of you, out of you,
right,
and then out of the environment, you know. So I'm telling you, again, I'd suggest you go on my protocol page and you look at how we approach this on multiple levels.
I've written it all down. Yeah, no, I've been taking, I had it on mute for a while and was writing as fast as I could.
It's recorded, and this call will be put together with pictures by our lovely host, Margo, and it'll be on up on YouTube by the weekend. So if you missed anything, you'll be able to listen to it and see some pictures of different things that we're trying to talk about, like the protocol page and this and that. But no worries. We're here every Saturday.
Everyone else in my family has a decent immune system, and I'm the only, like, I couldn't even sit in specific places because of, even if I had, like, on full-length, long-sleeve, long pants, I couldn't sit anywhere and not get bit, and everyone else thought I was losing it. And, you know, even though I have approximately maybe 8,000 total, I deleted a lot of them, but pictures over the last few years of how my, like, once I get bit by something, how the scabs have changed. And, of course, as a kid, I never did.
All right, ma'am, let me stop you for a second, okay? That serves no purpose because it didn't help you get well. And it probably caused a certain amount of anxiety, which triggers an endorphin, which actually feeds the disease inside of you.
Well, thank you for
try to focus on, and the only thing we focus on, is not how, not when, not why, but let's get better. The only thing that matters is getting well. That's got to be the focus. Everything else really is somewhat superfluous. The ultimate goal is to restore your health.
And, well, before I heard about the Morgellons, you know, I mean, it's not exactly on the front page news. And, you know, here, I'd seen so many doctors, and the one that I really thought might listen to me, you know, wouldn't see me, so I just gave up. But the other lady had a question about the Demodex mite, and I don't know what kind of mite they're called, but one of the ones that I learned from, I've had eye problems, and when I went because of the lack of, I have chronic fatigue, chronic dry mouth, all of that because of the breast cancer. And so my eyes were bothering me. And I went to an eye specialist, and I had mites all over my eyelids. And she said, everybody has mites on their body to an extent because they do clean our dead skin off. But mine, you know, at that time were like triple what they should be on my eyelids. So, you know, I have been able, just, I'm telling you this, to where if anyone else encounters this, you know, maybe I could help them get to the right doctor to get the medications that, I mean, it's just over the counter. It's wipes that you use on your eyes, you know, to get rid of them eventually. So, but I don't think they were called Demodex. I don't know. She just said everybody has some body mite.
Okay. I'm going to butt in here. Vicki, you know, those are things that you could discuss in the forum. And, you know, there are lots of things, threads and stuff in the forum where people do share information about what worked for them, and it's a really, really huge resource for people. Okay, so...
Okay, well, I'm sorry I'm new at this, so I'll be quiet.
Oh, no, that's okay. We really appreciate you being here, and God bless you for hanging in there. I mean, you've been on an awful, awful journey here, but you're in good company, and we believe you, and, you know, we want you to get well. Okay, so you're welcome here, and... go to Mel's forum and go to More Communication, and that tells when the Saturday calls are. It has the call-in number in case you forget, but it's the same number and code that you called in on today. All righty?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you so much, and God bless you, and I just hope you keep getting
you
better.
Too.
Okay? Okay, thank you. Okay.
With the grace of God and y'all, I will.
Oh, great, great. There you go. Just don't give up. Okay, now, next caller is unlisted. Would you like to make a comment or ask a question?
Hi there, yes. My name is Chrissy, and I wanted to say that I am a member of the community, and I know Caroline's gone now, but I just wanted to say about what she talked about and also Vicky, about she was saying that she had tested positive for mites, but she's still getting symptoms on her body. Well, my experience 7 years ago, when I actually, there was a dead bird and there was a nest come in, and I was actually swarmed at with bird mites on my feet. I actually seen them, and, you know, after doing a lot of pesticide and stuff in the house, I moved, actually, and I still had symptoms. And at first, I assumed that, because, to be honest, the symptoms of Morgellons can be very similar to the symptoms of bird mites. You get biting sensations all over, crawly sensations, and I didn't even know what Morgellons was, you know? So sometimes I'm quite concerned that people still think, although, like, Caroline might have originally been tested positive for bird mites, it doesn't necessarily mean she has bird mites on her now. It might be the case that they've actually gone now, because it's my understanding that they don't live on the body. I know that Demodex mites live in the body, and I think probably that's what Vicky's doctor was talking about, was Demodex mites. But it's also my understanding, in terms of Demodex mites, that, like Vicky said, we all have them in our body, but someone with an immune compromise system, they will reproduce faster, and because the person's run down. And it comes back to what Mel's talking about, when you build up your bioterrain, then the parasites that, you know, that we all have, the Demodex, you know, we have Candida for survival. We all need a certain amount of Candida to stay alive. We all need a certain amount of parasites. They actually eat up the heavy metals in the body. So, you know, we all have Demodex mites. It's not, parasites aren't actually the problem. It's when they overrun, you know, because we all have them. And it's just about building up your bioterrain so that the ecosystem in your body is at a healthy level. So I'm always a bit concerned because for a long time I was still thinking I had bird mites on me. And then the black fibres were coming out and all that. And then I researched because of the fibres, and I came across this thing called Morgellons. So possibly people are listening and they think they've still got bird mites in their environment. Maybe they're gone. Maybe what they've actually got is Morgellons. And very quickly, my second thing that I would like to say is that the protocol is fantastic. It addresses the bioterrain, toxins, adrenal fatigue, liver digestion, enzymes, vitamins, minerals, helps with your energy levels. It really, these guys at Logos know their stuff, and they don't just deal with, like, Morgellons, toxic disease. I mean, I think people with cancer and different things, they get these medicines. I mean, it is so well researched. And, you know, honestly, just within a couple of days or even a day of starting to take it, I think I'd had adrenal fatigue for like 20 years. I started to feel there's a thing called thymus gland in that. It really started to just help. I feel, you know, you can actually feel it on a synergistic level, actually helping your body. And the thing about Mel's website and Mel's community is it deals with the three main things that we actually need to deal with to get well. We need to deal with our mindset, the mental and emotional way that we deal with things. And we need to deal with detox to lift the toxins to help the body find balance. And then we need to deal with, you know, fighting the microbial balance to fix the bioterrain. And a big part of this issue is we find, you know, it's so devastating, Vicky, to hear about, you know, I'm in the same boat that people didn't believe me and doctors didn't believe me. And a big part of this is the isolation and loneliness, you know, and despair that people feel because they're on their own with this. But, you know, when people join Mel's community, they're no longer alone. They can tell people because everybody's in the same boat. People know exactly what they're talking about. Everyone's going through what they're going through or they've actually been through it. And they're not disbelieved. They're held up, they're supported. You know, there's a you know, the conference calls on a Saturday, but on a Sunday there's also the, you know, there's a church call as well, and where people actually come together and actually support each other. And, you know, so that's a big part, I think, of healing as well, actually, just people being believed, being heard, being understood, and being in the same boat, so you're no longer alone in it. And then a big part of the Logos Nutritionals is about detox, opening up your detox pathways, because there's no point in doing the microbials, you know. And Mel knows his stuff. He's been doing this for like a decade. So he listens to how long people have been unwell, you know, when it's right to introduce certain microbials to attack. But first of all, he knows about building up people's immunity, first and foremost, before you bring in the herbals and the different things that actually are going to fight the pathogen. And, I mean, this has all been thought out, you know, very, very carefully. And it's great. It's great to not be alone in it, to have people that are there, that understand, that help each other. You can talk to them about your distress and about, you know, your ups and downs and everything, and people are going through the same thing. And then also to have people like Mel or like other people that have actually been through it and have actually recovered. And it gives people hope, people that had no hope. It gives them hope. But it's done in a, it's called the sum of the parts, and it's done in a very measured, helpful way. And, you know, so it's all good. Thank you.
Thank you, Chrissy. She should be your spokesperson,
Mel. Can I ask a question,
Mel?
Chrissy?
Yeah?
Would you tell everyone from where you're calling, please?
Yeah, sure. I'm actually phoning from Scotland, and another wonderful thing is there's the He Who Cures All Foundation that basically helps people that can't afford to buy the protocol. And I had been suffering for 6.5 years and taking different things, but, you know, because this is a multifaceted disease with many different parts to it, and you have to fight every single part of it, or, you know, and to build up your immune system and detox, like I said. Nothing was working enough, and I couldn't afford the protocol. And so I wrote to the He Cures All Foundation, and I was offered help. And then 6 months ago, I started getting medicine shipped to me from America to Scotland, and it's thousands of miles. And I was in disbelief. I could not believe it. I was even in disbelief when Mel actually phoned me when I was despairing. And he phoned me, you know, after 6.5 years, and he phoned me from America. And then when he phoned me and he said, we're going to help you. And I said, no, you're having me on. This is a joke. Can't be real. And it's real. It was real. Can you believe it? You know? So at the end of the day, and there's a family with 5 kids that are being helped as well. And there's been other families, and there's other people, and you know, that have been helped as well. And we are immensely grateful to Mel for, you know, having the foundation and the community and the protocol and everybody that helps us as well. You know, it really is a blessing. I mean, it's a long journey, but and it's a hard journey, but knowledge is power. And, you know, you're going to get all the knowledge that you need in this website and all the help that you need, you know, bit by bit, slowly to build up your bioterrain and to get better. And, you know, different parts of my personality are coming back now that I, you know, it's like I feel a bit more like myself, you know. I have good days and bad days, but in the end of the day, this builds you up. You feel a bit stronger. You know, your sense of humor comes back a bit, and you begin, you know, and it's like, I had no hope. My hope was lost. And it's not that I'm a negative person, but you know, when you're fighting it alone, completely on your own for 6.5 years, you get worn down by it. And then to be offered a life raft, it was like being offered armbands. You know, I was struggling to swim, and it was a lonely journey as well. And then all of a sudden it was like, you can have help. We're going to help you. We actually care about, you know, you're a complete stranger to us, but we actually care about what you're going through, and we understand. Not only that, we're actually going to help you as well. And we've got all this knowledge and, you know, and this wonderful medicine that's going to help build you up. And that is from strangers, you know. So this is another part of the website as well. And it's a wonderful thing that exists. Especially when, you know, people go to their doctors and they're told, and I was told, delusions of parasitosis, because they don't have this in their little green book. They don't know about Morgellons. They don't know about systemic candida, you know, and co-infections and stuff. The ELISA test that they did for me is, 50-60% inaccurate? They don't get late stage Lyme. And so they give you the test and then they say, that's it, go home, there's nothing wrong with you. But they actually break medicine protocol, because before you start, you know, saying that somebody's delusional, you're supposed to, like, you know, at least take a skin sample. At least, you know, I went with lesions, weeping lesions and scabs all over my back and Bartonella cat scratches. And I was told I must have done it to myself. And I was like, well, take a swab of this yellow pussy sores on my chest. And I'm sure they would have found Borrelia, you know, the Lyme disease in it if they had. No, you must have done it to yourself. It's just crazy. So to be able to come to a community where people know that it's Lyme disease, co-infections and systemic, you know, disease, and they know that what you need to do, it's wonderful. But I feel really strongly there's a lot of people who think they're still infested with bird mites, and they're not. They've actually got Morgellons. And some people don't necessarily see the black fibres either. I've heard of people that have had Morgellons, they've had crawly sensations and bite sensations, and they haven't actually seen the black fibres until they've actually got a microscope, which I agree with Mel. I don't agree with microscopes. I've never got one. I never would. It would just mess with my head. It's bad enough having these things coming out of my skin and the problems as it is. And it's good that they're coming out, but it's best not to... You know, anyone that's listening and you're kind of analysing every single thing that's coming out, you know, that is the path to insanity in a way. It's not helpful for us. I know we've all done it, but it is better to focus.
Thank
and
you,
then that's what the web was. Yeah, thanks.
No, thank you very much, honey. I mean, we got to stop you because we have other people here. But...
She just, should be, you know, your spokesperson,
thank you for
Mel.
How you feel, and it's just exciting that you're getting better. Go ahead, Margo.
She could be your spokesperson.
Hey. Let me tell you that when we do the calls on Saturday, we just let it go because everybody is so enchanted with her accent.
Yeah.
And she's so real.
Yeah.
You know? But anyways, we got a hand up before we move on.
I think Donna has her hand up. Donna, would you like to say something?
Yes, I do. It's Donna.
Hi, Donna.
I just wanted to... Yes, I'm here. I wanted to let Vicky know that, yes, even though my husband believed me, he's having a difficult time with it, like Mel said. And I have just learned that I'm going to have to go along with life and get myself better. That's the most important part, as Mel said. And if something happens with him that he gets it, we'll deal with it when that happens. So I'm just saying, don't hesitate. Do this protocol. I am feeling almost 90% better since I started. So don't give up.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
And Vicky, Donna's absolutely right. You have to focus on yourself. And, you know, if your husband sees that you're getting better, you know, he might want to get on the protocol too. But he's in denial right now. And, you know, when people are in denial, you can't convince them, and you can't, the more you try to tell them, the more they'll deny it. So you want to focus on yourself, okay?
Well, I intentionally do not, like, talk to him about it, because all it does is, you know, cause us to eventually fight, and, the thing is, I'm just all alone, and
yeah.
He does, with him not believing me, he doesn't want, you know, well, it's not that he doesn't want, but he is an engineer, so therefore, if he can't see it, he does, it's not, it doesn't exist.
Yeah,
and
but okay, I'm going to stop
you. So what's
right
worse
there.
Than an engineer?
What?
What?
Say what, Mel?
I'll say what.
Okay, I was making a joke, honey. I said, do you know what's worse than an engineer?
No, sir.
It's an engineer from St. Louis.
Oh.
But, yeah, you want to focus on yourself. Okay,
that's the most important thing. Husbands seem to get the idea when their wives start to get well that something was wrong. We've even seen husbands who have seen their wives get better say, what is that stuff you're taking? And all of a sudden, they wind up starting by taking one of the vitamins, and then they say, oh, maybe I'll take another one of these things here. And all of a sudden, you know, but seeing is believing. And I've had more conversions on husbands when they've seen their spouses get better. Just that simple. You must focus on you.
Well,
you are
the key. But he.
Because if you don't have a toxic disease, you don't even understand what we're talking about.
Well, no, and he doesn't want to know, but he. I mean, it's not like I don't have access to money, but he gets really upset when things cost a lot of money. And we're on the edge of retirement, and he's, you know, worried about, you know, everything and our future. And I said, God has gotten us through so far, and all we have to do is, you know, keep up the faith. And once I get better, I know that we can turn things around, but every time I mention something and it costs money,
all right, well, I got a great idea for you then, okay? Stop. Come to the conference call on Saturday. It's free. Come to our prayer meeting on Sunday where we do prayer. And then after prayer, we have a segment called Fellowship where everyone on the call gets to talk to everyone else on the call.
Okay. Is that on your webpage too?
Yes, ma'am. It's also in the thread or subheading, more communication. And you click on it. It's going to take you to posts about each one of the calls we've done for 2 years. In those calls, gives you the number, the times, and the code. Same as today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless you.
Thank you, ma'am. God bless
you
as well.
Okay, we want to get to a couple more people, and then we'll wrap it up for today. Area code 702, would you like to ask Mel a question or make a comment?
No, at this point, I'm just listening in because I'm familiar with all of what everybody's talking about. So it's very helpful, and I think Saturday as well, and then I can write down all my questions from there. Thank you.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for calling in, and we'll talk to you on Saturday. Area code 651, thank you for tuning in. Do you have a question or a comment?
No, I'll just follow along with the website. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for calling in. Well, I think we've covered everybody. Does anybody have any last comments or anything? Or Mel, do you have any last comments? Because we've been going about an hour and 15 minutes, and that's kind of everybody's point of they're starting to glaze over. So.
Well, I want to thank everyone who came today. I want to thank all of those who had kind words. I appreciate it. I know that every one of you who had those kind words are getting well, and it is on the website. You know, that's why I do it, get people better. And those who are new, I hope you got something out of this call and that you will join us to learn more about the community on Saturdays, or if you choose to join us for prayer on Sundays. Thank you very much, Margo. I know this one is a little longer than the first two, but I think there was a lot of great stuff today.
Absolutely. And, you know, these calls can go as long as we need to go, but I think that we've covered the areas that people were concerned about. And we have our next show scheduled for May 29th, and that's a Tuesday. We don't have the time set yet, but it's going to be a live call-in show again, and it's going to be called Meet the Manufacturers. And there are five manufacturers for different supplements and things that you recommend in your protocol, and this is going to be an opportunity for the manufacturers to come on and talk about the products and, you know, how they pertain to the protocol and if people have questions about that. Do you want to say anything about that?
Well, no, I think that, you know, it's something that we've done for a while on my website, is bring the manufacturers in a couple of times a year because they bring forth new products. And there's always updates on older products, and we try to make them give specials when they're a guest. No, I think this is a great opportunity for lots of new people who are going to want to come to this next call to meet the different manufacturers of the products that are part of the protocol. So they, you know, they come to understand. It took a long time to figure it all out. These are four independent manufacturers. They all make something different. It's the synergy of these products together that can restore your health and give you back your life if you have a toxic disease. So I would think a lot of people want to join us.
I would think so too. Well, everyone, thank you for coming. I've enjoyed the show today and have enjoyed meeting everybody. And thank you, Mel, for coming and sharing your knowledge and information. And again, Mel's website is howicuredmorgellons.com. And so until next time, we're going to sign off. And I wish everybody continued getting well and good health. And just stay focused on what you can do, not what you can't do. And focus on your healing and never give up hope. So until next
time.
Thank
you for hosting.
Oh, you're very welcome. It was my pleasure. So until next time, everyone, take care and God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank you, Chrissy. Bye-bye.
Thanks.